Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Obviously, cuatro. She cannot count even in Spanish.
Cinco, cinco, cinco. Hello, world.
You can't count even in Spanish.
You gonna say your thing?
Oh, yes. But I want you to try to count to five. I was waiting because maybe you could get to five.
Well, the show has started. Say your line.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's Miss Glam. You got your girl, Señorita Mojizal.
Oh, good God.
I can't Welcome to the show.
I can't with her.
Welcome to the show.
I'm leaving.
How you doing, girl?
Mm-mm, I'm leaving.
Hola.
I'm leaving.
Hola, mami.
I'm leaving. I'm done. I'm done.
Cue Spanish soap opera music.
I'm done. I'm leaving. Hola, mami. Are we going to do this Como the whole flor. Month of May?
Te quiero mucho.
The whole month of May? This is what we're going to do?
I love you.
Is this what we're doing?
I love you.
I'm done. Sorry, folks. Show's over. Sorry. I'm done. I can't with her.
You doing all right, though? For real?
No, we're going to stop. And then I'll be fabulous.
I'm speaking English.
I can't.
Are you doing good today?
If you stop, I'll be fabulous. I'll be fabulous. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Are you ready to get into the weekly delight?
I am. I'm so happy about my weekly delight.
This. Me too, girl. Me too. Weekly delight. So where we take a person, place, or thing, inspirational quote. It can be books. It can be food. It can be mimosa. It can be Taco Tuesday, because that's what it was at our house. Anything that's keeping you pumped and getting you through the week to get to Friday. Are you ready, Miss Glam?
I'm ready.
All right. You may go first.
My weekly delight this week is my crystal tree bought for me by my bestie. Aww. I didn't see you get sound effects.
Listen, I'm the editor. So tell us about your tree. I'm glad you liked it.
What is it, like a little bonsai tree?
Well, I think you made yours.
I made mine a bonsai tree. You made yours
like a weeping willow. Yeah. But it's like gems, you know, different crystal gems. Yeah, crystals. Yeah,
crystals. Sure. Now I don't know nothing about crystals, but it's pretty and it's in my little yoga space.
But you picked pink on purpose. Why'd you pick pink on purpose?
Because I got pink crystals in one of my waist beads.
What does the pink bead mean? You don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. You just thought it was pretty. You just wanted to match.
Something like that. I mean, the waist bead, you know, good energy, maybe. It called to me, so maybe it'll keep calling me. I don't know. I just want it pink.
Fair enough. Okay, well, hopefully you like it.
It looks pretty in my space.
I know you're like hippie and on a journey.
I'm not hippie.
Yes, you are. I'm converting you over. It's my turn.
I'm a yogi, but I'm not hippie.
You say yogi, I hear hippie.
Really?
You know, you're going on this spiritual journey, and I thought crystals would be a great addition. And it looked cute in your space.
It really does look cute in my yoga space.
I'm glad you liked it. Good. My weekly delight is about you, darling.
Oh, because I'm awesome?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, you are. I will not make fun of you. I would be wrong as all outdoors to make fun of you this week. For this episode, I'm going to be good. We celebrated my birthday. You did a beautiful thing. You decided to team up with tech support and my mama. You decided to help me have a birthday virtual card to where you just got with tech support and y'all reached out to some of my people all over the U.S. and asked them to come up with a song that reminded them of me and to put it in a video. Do like a video birthday message. And when I tell you, I got a whole bunch of love. I had over an hour worth of messages. And it wasn't like these were all like long messages. Some were really short, you know, and they did productions. And, you know, it was just so beautiful. And I watched it and I cried like a baby. I literally went through a ugly cry. I went through a box of tissues. I mean, you had some of the most randomest people that I wouldn't expect to be on that video. And it was such a beautiful concept. And now, you know, I love music. So that touched me. And tech support edited it and it was great. And mom reached out to some great family members. It was really nice to not only hear the song, but the thought process behind why they picked the song. Like, you know, they really thought it out. It wasn't like, let me just pick this random song. You know, that's what's current on the radio. They really thought it out. And let me tell you, I had a lot of Beyonce and a lot of Alicia Keys. '90s. I had some Sting in there. I had some Michael Jackson, a couple Michael Jackson tracks. I had some Stevie Wonder, some Cyndi Lauper. Like, it was all over the place, crazy, but I loved it. Elton John, just some great stuff, really great stuff. And I appreciated all the love. Bill Withers, just all kind of great gems. And it's a soundtrack of my life right now. And I mean that wholeheartedly. Like, I listened to that music with fresh eyes. I never thought to put some of these songs that were picked to think of me. And I really appreciate how wonderful everybody put their love and thought into the process and how much they thought I was a good person. And that meant a lot to me.
You are a good person, as much as I, you know, I'm petty. I'm
trying to keep from being choked up because, like, I think I've seen it at least 6 times.
Oh, my God.
At least 6 times.
I gave her a way to blow up her head. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, when I tell you that video not only
tech support, I take it back.
That's the flip. Delete it. So not only did I ugly cry, my head got boasted so big. Like, girl, this one girl had this song called Walking Trophy.
Hey, girl, you are walking trophy. Yeah, your friends, they're my walking trophy. Tell a girl, say, girl, you know, say you're pretty from your band. Walk out, tell you not try on. Them girl, they're not pretty.
I've never heard of this Jamaican artist. When I tell you, I've never been called a walking trophy. It was great. I'm probably butchering that accent horribly, but all kind of just like they came out the woodworks with such cool songs. I can't. It was just wonderful. It's like the love that you three put into that, one of the best gifts I ever had. Seriously.
I'm glad.
Yeah. One of the best birthday gifts. Yeah. Anyways, so that's enough of that. So I won't pick on you too hard today.
Today. Only bought me one day. All that work. And it bought me
one
day.
Full episode.
One day.
I swear. So get it in, because I'm not going to bash you. I'm going to try my darndest. Let's see. Let's see how long this lasts. Anyways.
I put $5 on 5 minutes.
Right. Like, take bets. Tech support. How long you think I'll go before I'll start, you know, throwing those daggers? He said four minutes. Gosh dang, y'all. For real? Wow, no faith. All right, cool. Are you ready for the topic?
I am. All
right. Keeping it fresh. No, we're not talking about taking showers, although if you need one, take one, okay? Public service announcement on that. But we're talking about Boris Kodjo and his lovely bride of 14 years, Nicole Ari Parker.
Oh, they said 15.
You know what? They said 15 this year.
Ah.
They haven't celebrated yet because they said...
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So 14 years, but 15 years coming up. 15 sounds prettier, so I get it. You know what I mean? I get it. I wouldn't
round up.
15 years. Let's go with 15 years. Fine. But anyway, so they went on a date night, but it was a live Instagram date night where they double dated with the host of this show called Date Night. And it's with Chris and Vanessa Spencer, who are well known in the entertainment community. And they decided to do an Instagram show, and they were their first guests, been besties for a long time. They decided to talk about different things in marriage, you know, and just kind of ask those deep questions and have those conversations to make it fun for the audience. But it was a couple different things which we're going to talk about causing the Instagram to like really go up and
speculate.
People want to talk about their marriage, and they're doing fine. They are a wonderfully, happily, beautiful couple. The girl was just trying to be honest, throw some gems out there, and let people relate to them. Like, it's not just you out there. Celebrities have this too. And they just chewed her up, girl. Chewed her up. So one of the main comments that we're going to talk about today was hers. Let's play that clip.
I wish that he was my boyfriend again. I don't necessarily want to be single, but I miss the single life. I miss the text messages for no reason. There's people that flirt with you. And the part of the flirtation that even makes you look at your phone is, or in your workspace, is that they have like a freshness or a newness. And I personally believe that if you're in it for the long haul, that freshness and newness is still possible if you talk about it. I know we talk about date night. We need to go have a date night.
Okay, so you just heard the clip, and pretty much she was just talking about, you know, keeping it fresh, you know, that she, you know, misses those days, those early days when they were boyfriend and girlfriend and, you know, kissing on the neck and texting, I love you, what you wearing, and all those cutesy little things that made you smile and made you feel all warm and tingly inside. And she just said, I kind of want to go back to that. She didn't say, I don't want to be with him. I don't want to be with this fine, tall drink of water. She just said, I just want to go back to when it was simple, I'll before we had kids.
I'll take
it. You know what? That's what Instagram said. Ma'am, if you don't want him. She didn't even say that, y'all. Know, like, they were so messy. Like, ma'am, if you don't want Mr. Boris, send him to my household. I'll take care of that chocolate man. She just was trying to keep it real. He didn't even say anything. So obviously
he agreed
and understood. You know what I mean? And then he actually went on Instagram before we get into it. He actually went on and spoke out about it and said, like, listen, we talk. We're fine. We're good. And I support what she said. Boom.
She said what she said.
Date night is back in full effect. That's all that means. Boom. I'm keeping my house good. That's it.
I'm gonna go back to kissing on her neck.
Mm. Go ahead. Tech support tonight on the neck. Yeah. But anyways, so Miss Glam, let me poach you with the question. Did you see anything negative about what she said? Like, what were your initial thoughts? And did you see where the Graham was in the right to think that she was talking about their marriage is messed up?
So it was funny because I watched the episode. I can't remember. I saw it on Instagram being advertised, and then I caught it.
Did you watch it that night?
I did.
So you're in the initial reaction.
Yeah, so I watched it. So when I saw, originally, I saw his response, and it didn't really have the clip attached to it. So when I saw his response, I went, I missed something. I missed something juicy. What she said.
Let's go down the rabbit hole.
I thought I missed something because, like, everything I saw, I didn't see how that could play a part. So when I think it was the Shade Room or something linked the specific clip to what he was talking about of, you know, Instagram being messy and all that stuff, I went, really? That's what y'all, like, people just looking to be messy?
Yeah, they are.
Because I honestly didn't see anything wrong with it. She just basically said, don't let the romance die. That's what I took from it. Because when you're in a marriage, granted, I ain't been married, but
you've been in relationships that have put in the years.
Yeah. You get complacent and, you know, this person's gonna be here. You get busy. Life gets in the way. So you stop making potential, okay, every week, every whatever the frequency is, date night. Just us two. Because, you know, bills gotta get paid, you gotta go to work, you tired, kids, whatever the things that are getting in the way, but other things get in the way. All I took from that is don't let those things get in the way. Make it a priority to keep date night. Everyone gives that advice. So I didn't see nothing.
Right. It was basic stuff. She
yes.
Pretty much saying, I think we go through it too. Listen, pretty people go through this too.
And the only thing I can think of is the way she phrased it of, I miss having a boyfriend. The only thing I remember, you know, is, you know, her saying about having, you know, the feelings when you're, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend. And it is, when you're married, you maybe forget to do that because you see them all the time.
I'm here.
Yeah. So
I ain't going nowhere.
Those are, you know, you come home every day. But when you're boyfriend and girlfriend, most of the time y'all live in separate houses. So of course you miss them because I ain't seen you in 2 days or whatever. But when you married and you're looking at each other in the face 24/7, what you gotta miss them for? I mean, sure. And it may be different for them because, you know, the way they work, they're, you know, not, they're traveling all the time. So that might not have been a good example. But for normal average Joes, most married people see each other day in and day out all the time.
Here's the thing. So one, I've been married for pretty much about the length of time that they have, right? So they're going on year 15 this year. We will next year. So about the same amount of time in. I don't have kids, and they did allude to the fact that they had kids early in their marriage. Kids are a constant, okay? Kids are every day. Kids are, you know, they're needy little human beings, and not in a mean way, but just like they need you. You know what I mean? They didn't make them. You made them, and you got to help turn them into adults, right? That can take care of themselves, and it takes years. And so that on top of work and on top of just their business partners and everything else, and then they're, you know, building a brand, it takes a lot. And you forget quickly. You're just going through the motions of it being a business transaction or you just being a parent. I will say for us, we don't have kids, and I think that does make a difference. Now, would I want a kid in my world? Absolutely. Would we be happy if we were ever parents? Absolutely. But the fact is, we're not. That means what keeps us busy right now are projects. And it takes up a lot of time, but there's an end to the project at some point. And so we have time to get back to that. And let me tell you, when you're just bogged down with busy, 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 and you get that break, man, you just hunger for that time, that attention. And so we've just been very blessed with, since we don't have kids, we've been able to never forget, because there's not a constant everyday person that needs us in our world. And so we've been able to make the time, and it does make a difference. I enjoy spending time with tech support, and he knows that. And whenever we get a chance to be alone, we enjoy the hell out of it, because we know that there's going to be a busy season that comes up, but we grind, 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 because we know at the end, we're going to get some more time together. And for her, she's probably realizing that there was no, all right, we're going on 6 months in and we still haven't had that time together. And now that you're home, but the kids still need us. They got homework. They got, you know, activities. We have to be there for them. There's no break. They are home every day because of this situation, right? Let's put it out there. Here we are. We got the time. The kids are in the room. They don't even want to deal with us. They just come out when it's dinner time and we have nothing to talk about. We're just here. The world has slowed down. The projects have stopped. Work doesn't need us right now. It's quiet.
Yeah. When kids hit middle school age, like, they need you less. So you have more time to focus on other things. I mean, kids are still important and they still have there's still school activities and things like that and drop-offs and things, but they're more independent and they don't want to be bothered. Like, you have to beg them to spend time with you.
Sure.
So you do have a little bit more time.
What do you do with that time is the question. And when it's nothing, you start thinking about what you used to do when you had nothing to do. And that's where the text came in and the kissing on the neck.
Because you just realize...
What you doing, Ma? What you doing tonight?
You realize you kind of get... There is a huge... I don't want to say risk is not, you know, is the wrong word, but chance that you lose yourself and your kids, because you want them to have the best. You want them to have the love and support, and you want to give your all. But sometimes when you give your all, you kind of lose yourself to that role of whatever that parent role is. And it's not hard to do. It's very easy to lose yourself in that parent role and forget that you as an individual need to be an individual, and you have other things that you also need in addition to, you know, helping this precious child grow into a wonderful human being. And as they get older and they don't want to have crap to do with you, you start going, well, dang, I kind of put everything in your little basket. I need to spread some more eggs in other baskets because, you know, I kind of made you my world for a long period, because especially when they're itty bitty, oh my goodness, they change. Mm-hmm. They walk, they talk, they, you know, they do something new every day, you know, but then when they get to a certain age, it's like, all right, get out my face.
And you kind of need to start, not that I'm dictating when this should be done, but it might be, you know, the sooner the better. As soon as they're, you know, that age where they don't really want you around, start going back to that romance if you haven't been figuring out how to do it when they were little, because it's going to hit you quick when they go off to college and when they move out, and then it's really empty. You know?
And I think it just helps you appreciate it more. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, my niece lives with me, but she, you know, she's not in my house 24/7. Even when we're fussing and fighting, like, I miss her because my house only is loud when she's in there and she's playing video games and I'm hearing her and her friends on FaceTime. And when she's not there, I don't hear that. So as much as it's like, my house is clean because she ain't been here, it's like, I miss her face. I miss her annoying voice. I miss her driving me crazy.
But what you gonna do when she becomes an adult? She'll still see you, but
don't get me wrong. I still
have
like
a night at your house.
Yeah. And so I think that's the difference in the balance of, because she's not there 24/7, you know, it's not really where I haven't been able to do other things.
Yeah.
So it's easier for me to keep that balance because we got a whole village.
Sure.
And it helps balance it out. But when you don't have that village, then it makes it a little bit harder, especially like, you know, we were very, very strict on who could watch her. But because we have a village, that's not a big problem, because you got me, you got her mom, you got her dad, you got grandpa, like, you got Nana, you got a whole bunch of people who can watch.
But I'm saying the village doesn't, I mean, I'm sure the village will still be there, but she's not going to need the village.
No, but I mean, in terms of what do you do? What I'm saying in terms of babysitting and watching her, so you still had some semblance of adult time even when she was small. Sure. It made it easier. So as she's older and doesn't really need, it's not like, well, dag, like, only person I've seen the last 12, 13 years is you. It's never been that way because we had a village to was able to, all right, I got her. Okay, I got a free night. Let me go find out what I'm getting into. So those types of things.
You've never had a problem figuring out.
Yeah, because we always had a village. But I get it because some people don't have a village. It's just them, their spouse, and their kids, and they don't have anyone to watch. So it's like, it's harder to balance that adult time.
You better make friends with your neighbor.
Yeah, well. I mean,
I'm just saying, it's so interesting. So when you get married, it's all, you know, you ride or die. That's your partner, right? And it's always supposed to be you two made the vow before God, or you two promised to be with each other. And then these little individual creatures come into your life. You didn't make a vow to them, but they're your world. And people will sometimes shame parents if they don't make their children their world. It's almost like, what do you mean you need a break? What do you need a night off? What do you mean the parents need a night off from their kids? It's a 24-hour job. You know, there's that guilt trip too. So they really go hard and in. On the flip, I've seen and heard conversations where people have had that guilt of feeling like, I can't take a break. Being a parent is a 24-hour every day, you know, until they're out the house job. At the end of the day, they're not the ones you made the vows to. They're not the ones who created themselves. Mommy and daddy created them. And you can't forget mommy and daddy. It sounds selfish, but it's not, because when they're gone out the house,
that's the relationship life, you got.
Making their vows to someone else, starting their families, it's just back to where it started from. You two, the ones who made the vows before God, and now you two sitting, and if you don't have those conversations, you feel like almost a little bit like strangers.
Well, because you got to think about it, because like you as you go through those, and as those you kids. Go through those life experiences, you grow. Even though you experience things together, like tech support's not the exact same. And
he's
as you
mature, big boy.
I wouldn't go that far.
He's a big boy.
I wouldn't go that far.
He's a big boy. He takes naps.
So you grow, and if you're not checking in with each other and, you know, spending quality time,
tech support. Looking at me crazy.
The growing, you potentially grow apart.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And that's easier to do because while you're experiencing life, you may be experiencing it differently. And because you're not checking in and still building, because you got to build those bonds.
Yeah.
You got to continue to build those bonds.
But I absolutely agree with her. You know, keep it fresh, keep it new. It should always be. There should not be an excuse. If you're tired, figure it out. Get a babysitter, you know, or wait till the kid is sleeping. You got to figure it out, but let your marriage be a priority. You got to keep that freshness. It's got to not feel, you know, one of the best advice could ever give to a newlywed is marriage shouldn't change you. The only thing should change is your last name. It should just feel like it's a continuation of this great relationship. And now you get to live with them 24 hours a day, right? You get to be with them all the time, officially. And if it don't feel fresh, make it fresh. The thing is, I get it. People can get lost real quick in the day to day. It's easy to do. I'm not saying I haven't done that. But as soon as you're made aware of, crap, when's the last time I said I love you? Or when's the last time we went out on a date? Or when's the last time, you know, I just text you to say, hey, when's the last time I text and said, what you got on, boy? Then that day, at that moment, make it happen. Text them. Text them right now. Go in the kitchen and kiss that neck. Go say, hey, what you doing next Friday? Put it on the calendar. The kids are good. Let's go. It's something that even if you see it happening, you can quickly turn it around. It's just a reality. It happens. You're human. Just get back on the saddle. Get back in there. It's an easy fix. And I think that people really were gunning for her because Boris is fine. I'm going to keep it 100. Boris is fine. And Nicole
people just
is fine.
Be messy.
And I'm gonna be honest. If Boris said that, I guarantee you there would be men in there. Boris will send Nicole my way. I can handle him. I got it. People do it. It is what it is. You know, a part of the business of them, they have to look beautiful. They have to maintain looking beautiful. And I think it was just women finding a way to just DM them because, you know, the social media makes it very accessible to these celebrities. So they're like hoping that when you at Boris Kodjo, that he would see it and be like, yeah, well, Nicole was neglecting me. Let me slide in this girl DM. Ain't nobody sliding in your DM First of all, we on lockdown. They ain't sliding no DM. But two, he happy. He is happy at home. They have beautiful children. They got a beautiful life. And they were on a beautiful date night because I was all on that Instagram live looking through their plates of food and all that. She dressed up beautifully.
Oh, I did love that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they're at home and they did it up.
Well, and I mean, like, sometimes because you got to be. Care. You. And that's the thing. Sometimes you just need to be creative, too. Like, yeah. A date night doesn't have to be at a restaurant. A date night could be anywhere. A game night at home, putting a puzzle together. Like, whatever it is that y'all do.
What is your perfect date night?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm boring. Laying in his lap, reading a book. Honestly, that's my perfect date night. Really. Me, it see how it involves a book.
Yeah. So are you talking to your mate?
I mean, so.
Are you reading together?
Yes, he's reading to me. He's reading my book to me as I lay in his lap. Yeah, that's my perfect date night.
Can you read?
Or fine, I can read to him. But aww. Yes, it involves my book.
That's sweet. Well, okay, so.
Ah! What? Your perfect date night. Oh, I know what your perfect date night is.
My perfect date night, honestly, is when it has to involve food, period.
Nuh-uh.
So we need to go out to eat.
That's not your perfect date night.
No, yep. It is.
Really? It's not driving around looking at
first of all,
mansions.
That's where I was getting at.
Oh, okay.
So it has to involve food. So if we pick a side of town that has the nice houses.
And when she says nice houses, she means mansions.
Like, they're celebrity houses. They're football players' houses. There are people who they make way more money than me living in those houses. But yeah, I would probably say, like, go on picking up some food and, you know, maybe getting that dessert and we ride in the car and, you know, as we're eating our dessert and listen to some old tunes, whether it be like old school hip hop or old school R&B or 90s music of some sort. And we're singing rooftop up and we're just riding down these neighborhoods looking at these rich, rich, rich houses. And just having, and really honestly, just having conversation. Just talking. It's just the two of us in that car with the puppy, you know, enjoying each other's company. Yeah, that's a really good time for me. Weird. Don't ask me. And if their windows are open, even better.
Oh, good God. She's going to get arrested for being a peeping Tom.
Looking in people's windows.
Oh,
it's not to see you. I don't want to see the people. I just want to see the house. Like, I want to see the decor. You know what I mean? Because that's as close as I'm going to get to some millionaire's house. They ain't going to let me in. Open up your window so I can see what's in the house. Oh my. I'm just saying, like,
let me go see if I can find that copy on Amazon.
You know what's so funny though, because tech support asked me, because we actually did that a couple nights ago. He was like, why do you like doing that? And I said, well, it goes back to my childhood. You know, I used to get sent to schools in these rich little neighborhoods, and so every day on the bus all you see is these big houses before you get to school. I never truly had the desire to live in any of them, but it was just the idea of you wanted to dream bigger so that way your dreams are so big that it leads to things like that. You know what I mean? Like, now when I do it, it's reminiscent of my childhood for sure, and it's a comforting thing, but I do it because it's a reminder of this is what you go hard for. You have to aim for something. And that just, you know, seems like the shallow thing to do, but in reality, you know, you're happy where you're at, but it's always that have ambitions. It's a reminder to have ambitions. It's a reminder to grind for something bigger. And then, of course, why not have that conversation with the person you love to grind with? I used to feel weird about it and be like, I feel weird telling people about it. But in reality, girl, goals.
Yeah, see, mine's just I want to read and, you know.
That's a good thing, too. I tease you, but that's a good thing, too. Listen, it's spiritually uplifting. It's peaceful. It's bonding. It's conversation over the book. You know, it's a good time.
You sure? Yeah,
I mean, listen, you know what? I'm going to keep it 100 with you. It is a battle between book boyfriend and real boyfriend. And real boyfriend said, let me read it because I need you to hear my voice. And maybe when you hear my voice, you're thinking about me being that archangel.
That is my new book. It is.
See, I love listen, it. Maybe, and what the boyfriend don't even know is that as he's reading it too, you done phased out and you over here just dreaming about this archangel named Greg.
His name ain't Greg. It's Raphael.
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 Cue Spanish music. My name is Raphael.
It's Raphael. That and Raphael. I don't know about Jason yet, but Bluebell. I love me some Bluebell.
Who is Bluebell? That don't even sound right. No. That sounds like ice cream.
The only reason why they call him Bluebell is because his wings are midnight.
Then call him Midnight.
And then his hair is black with blue tips. Naturally, he's an angel. So, and even his eyelashes are black with blue tips.
See, they don't even make these dudes in your book anything real. It's I'll show you a picture.
Oh my God. I'll show you a picture. Like, I've seen some art. I've seen some fan art.
Like, no, what man has blue hair?
I've seen some fan art. The fan art they have done is awesome. I'll send you some pictures.
Please send me some pictures so I can see what these people don't look like, because they don't look like real people.
They're not supposed to look like real people. They're angels. Crazy. He's an angel.
Whatever, man. Moving on, let's come to another concept. So Boris brought up a point where he was saying everybody goes through phases, and it kind of goes back to what she was saying, but, you know, wanted to talk about this a little bit more. Everybody goes through phases. He said that first there's love, there's the honeymoon phase, then you feel like roommates, you feel like business partners, and then you feel like parents. And, you know, love takes a back seat. You lose yourself. What are your thoughts on that? You know, what kind of a phase do you feel like? What are the typical phases that you feel you've gone through?
I think it's different because it's not a marriage.
That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, I think it's different because it's not a marriage. So, yes, you have a commitment, but at the end of the day, you can walk.
You've never gone through phases? You just walk when
no,
it goes? No, what are you saying? When we get past honeymoon, I kick dudes to the curb. We don't go to the roommate stages. We ain't going to be business partners.
You have the phases, but, like, even when you're roommates, you're really not roommates unless, like, you know, they really move in. But even still, it's still different because you're not married. So the love is still there. It's still in the forefront because you are in the boyfriend-girlfriend stage. So you still wooing me 24/7 because you ain't locked down nothing here.
So when you with somebody, if you're dating somebody for over 5 years, you're still just,
yeah, you still better be warm me. And that's how it is.
You better still be reading me my book.
Eight years in, wooing me day in, day out. I ain't locked down.
You talking to me about Raphael?
Yeah, I ain't locked down. And I think I don't know if I ever did get married, if that would be the same thing. I'm sure because 30 plus years at this point, that's what I'm used to. What do you mean this stops?
Again, I don't know if it's because we don't have kids, but we may not be in the honeymoon phase, but we definitely make love a priority.
You're
an insider. You be seeing it.
Tech support makes love a priority.
What you trying to say about me?
You ain't romantic.
I don't do romantic gestures doesn't mean tech I don't support. Show my love.
I didn't say you didn't show your love.
We knew this.
I won't say the only reason, but I think the majority reason of why you show love and you make it a priority is because tech support does.
His love language is like doing the gifts and things like that, surprising. My love language is, I got your back. I'm going to hold you down. I'm going to lift you up. You feeling down about this situation? Let me put life into you right now. Let me feed your spirit right now. I am your hype man. That is my love language. Put me in the boxing ring. I'm that dude in the corner while you sitting on the stool like, I ain't going to make it, coach. I ain't gonna make it. I'm tired. I can't. Just ring the bell. Just stop the fight. And I'm in his ear. You got this. I got you. We good. You go out there. You can handle it. You are the champ. You are the best. I got you. You're a winner. Keep going. Boom. That's my love language. I'm your hype man.
Yes, but that's not kisses on the neck.
I mean, first of that's all, not, I'm very kissy know, and huggy. I'm very kissy and huggy. I just don't do gifts. Tell me what you want, because if I try to surprise you and you look at it like, oh, you got that? That's cute. I'm going to be mad. It went from romantic to I'm about to put my foot. And I don't want that. And that's the same for him. I don't want him to feel like he bought something and I got to be like, oh. That's great. Luckily, he's got a village that helps him pick out gifts, and he's pretty good with picking out gifts. He does good on his own. But I mean, I wouldn't want that for anybody. You done worked hard, done went to 5 stores, done made it by hand, or, you know, searched high and low, and then the person's like, oh, that's cute. That's great. I will beat them up for you. Why y'all looking at me crazy? it was just silence. I can't see Miss Glam, but she's quiet and tech support looking at me. What did I say wrong? What did I do wrong?
Supposed to be about the thoughts, Mo Hazel.
You thought wrong if you thought I was going to like it.
So
the thought was
not,
wrong.
Do not buy Mo Hazel.
I'm a very
anything.
Practical person.
Whatever. I buy you stuff all the time and you love the gifts I give.
Okay,
but then again,
you thought it out.
But then again, I'm just that wonderful. I'm a wonderful gift
no,
giver.
Let me tell you about Miss Glam. So what do you want for your birthday? Boom. No. That's my kind of person.
No,
though.
But that's
nothing
because that's what
that,
we do.
Though.
That's what we
but
do.
But
do I surprise
so the
thought
you? Was mine and
yes,
you brought it to
but
fruition.
No.
The love is you went to the stores and you found and you bought it. Because if you come home with something else and I told you I wanted that,
no,
oh, now you're wrong.
Different.
That's
different.
How I roll.
But
that's
when I,
my love
when
language.
When I surprise you with gifts, are you not going like, oh my God, because I do surprise
you. Listen, you low-key, you and tech support be wooing me as of late, and I feel bad because I'm like, so am I supposed to buy something back?
Yeah, she's a horror. She's horrible.
I'm just, horrible. I never, horrible. I'm broken.
She's horrible.
I've said this before. I'm just a broken person.
You know, I try to tell her, like, my sister's bestie.
I grew up.
My sissy's bestie bought her panties. My bestie ain't never bought me no panties.
I bought you a tray.
You ain't buy me no panties.
I bought you a tray.
My sister's bestie bought her panties.
I
ain't get no
think
panties.
I have some panties I haven't worn in my drawer.
Really? Really? I ain't get no panties. My sister's bestie.
You want
she
one
got,
panty?
No,
you just need one
she
panty.
Got. She got. She
you want
got
me
nice
one panty?
Because
I think
too.
I got a Victoria's Secret
nice
coupon
panties,
somewhere.
Some
we can get you that one
nice
free panty because you know that's how I roll.
No.
I only go for free panties.
I ain't even get no panties.
Listen.
You know, listen. See, I be hearing these stories about how these besties be, you know, looking out for their besties.
Why do you want me to buy you panties? Like, I'm not your boy. I'm not your man.
Really?
I'm not your man.
Really? She bought her panties. What man know about buying?
You,
men gonna
can
buy
you want something else
no,
besides panties.
Men
like,
are
no,
gonna
no,
buy.
We're gonna go down this rabbit
men
hole.
Men are gonna buy panties that
first
are uncomfortable
of all,
but look
gentlemen,
cute.
Gentlemen, I apologize if you listen to the show. You can just like fast forward. Why the need for panties? Like I bought you a freaking crystal tree because
I love
you're a
my
yogi.
Crystal tree. Okay.
Why I gotta buy you panties? Why can't I just get you flowers or perfume? Why a panty? Because that's all I'm gonna get you is one panty.
One panty.
I think I got one coupon left for Victoria's Secret. That's the free panty. I don't buy me panties while I'm buying you panties.
Fine. I told you, don't buy me no damn panties.
I'm just saying, I don't buy panties. I get the free panties.
Really?
That's the truth.
I'm trading her in, people. I'm trading her in.
It might take me all year to get a set, but it's free.
I'm trading her in.
And they're worth it.
She take everybody birthday coupons.
What? I just don't... You still ain't answer the question. What's the obsession with panties? Why are you... And that's the
thing,
too.
It was just because my sissy was like,
exactly.
My bestie bought me panties.
That's their love
and bought
language.
Her good panties,
that's
too.
Their...
Like them good, seamless ones
that
are comfortable.
It. Go
they...
get us that sponsorship.
So,
go describe
it. It's not even that. Like, she put... thought into making sure that she got the good panties. Like, my bestie couldn't
buy
me good panties.
Did your sister have holy draws? Like, what prompted this?
Oh,
like,
I'm going to tell her.
Yeah, exactly.
You know she listened?
Listen, I love you, sissy. She don't come for me. But I'm just saying, what prompted your bestie to say... You know what? Let me make sure my girl good with her draws.
She liked them. She said, "Oh, my bestie can use these too," and she bought her them.
Bruh,
too.
I promise you, if I'm in my panty store getting that one free panty, my thought is not, let me make sure my bestie good. My thought is, let me make sure they got a size medium for me. They got that blue and left. Cool. I got the coupon. Don't look at me crazy.
I'm so mad.
I'm not
it.
Paying for tax.
I'm
just ring it up.
So mad.
Yes,
it.
I want the bag.
I'm so.
Yes, throw the coupons in there. Yes, we'll be back tomorrow, since you said one coupon per day. Side note, if you have the choice of coupons and you're too shame to cash them in,
you cash them in.
DM your girl. I'll send you my address. Mail them to me. I will look that
God.
Cashier dead in her retina.
She will. She'll
dead
be there.
Dead in her eyeball.
She'll be there 365 days cashing them damn coupons.
Ma'am, I need you to click the discount button. Don't charge me $12 for that. I have a coupon.
I'm so mad at that.
Have a wonderful day.
I'll give them to you
tomorrow.
Now. You don't even ask me. She's like, have you got your coupon yet?
I sure do. No. I know when they come out. And I love it because they have, if you are a really good customer, we're going down a real rabbit hole. But I just want to educate people to the free panties. I can put you in. If your bestie is wanting you to have good panties, I'm trying to teach you how to get good panties. if you're a really good customer, or you have a friend that's a really good customer, they will give them coupons where you get one a month. So you get three panties. You got to wait 3 months, but you can have three panties instantly.
I'm so mad at that.
Victoria's Secret. Boom. Life hack.
Life hack is get your free life panties. Life hack is
get a friend. And if you're really good, get three. That way you can get your sets sooner.
I'm so mad at that.
Make really good friends with the cashier so they don't look at you crazy. See, every time.
It's things like this that make me wonder.
You
got to
know I'm on a first name basis.
How are we friends?
Carol.
How are we friends?
How are you today?
How are we
you
friends?
You know what I want to do.
How are Take we friends? Take that 12-minute off the rest. I swear.
You know what it is. Go on and push the key.
And she is serious that she wants her bag.
And I want my Victoria's Secret bag. I don't want to walk around the store with a panties. Come on, man. Don't look at me crazy. Like, can't you just throw it in your purse? Give me my bag.
And she will recycle that bag and re-gift that
girl,
bag.
Girl, I will put somebody's gift in that bag.
Oh, my God.
So what's the point? What's the moral? Because we just fell off the wheels with this one. Let's wrap this up and bring it back to center. What's the moral? What is your thoughts or tips or...
Just, I mean, it's more for you. Like, I mean, you're the married one. No, so, like, for instance, when you have...
Darling, there are people who are not so like, married that have
when
kids.
When you go hard... Or don't have you, kids. When Somebody your festival is in the mid-swing of things and you're going hard, do you make your relationship a priority when y'all are both so busy that it's like y'all are just...
I'm pretty good with when we're both stressed out. I will look at the calendar, find a day. That date will give us life. And then, you know, we go hard on projects. Like, you know, like we'll have projects that might take a couple months of our time, but then we also have a couple months break. And so we use that time to make sure we check in with our family and friends so they don't feel neglected. But we also make sure to take time to check in with one another. We have seasons of going hard, but we have seasons of playing hard together too. And you know, like for instance, when we go on vacations together, you know, just me and him, we really, you know, connect, have conversations. It's not a date, it's a whirlwind romance. It's like going on a honeymoon all over again. And that's why I really pride in making sure at least once a year we go somewhere not in state, somewhere not readily close to where you can't need us, we're too far, and we can't need you, you're too far. All we can need is each other. We have to look each other in the eye, have conversation, and woo each other. We are our own entertainment out on this island. And I love it because we come back, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we don't have conversations and they can get intense, but we talk it out because there's nothing else to do but to talk it out. And then we have times we're laughing and having a good old time. And when I tell you we come back refreshed and strong and ready to hit it hard, you know, go in and go hard on the next project, it does help. Date nights are beautiful. If you can't go on vacation soon enough, get it in however you can. Even if it's just sneaking, just watch your favorite show once the kids are a bit. And don't cheat on your spouse and watch ahead unless they know about it, because there are some shows I will watch ahead of my husband because he done fell asleep too many times. And same thing with me, I fell asleep. But there are certain shows we're like, nope, this is our time, we're gonna wait. And if it means we gotta wait a couple weeks, we will wait a couple weeks. You just gotta find those things to connect. That's my tip. What about you? Or that's, you know, pretty much ditto.
I mean, I would assume ditto. Okay. I don't know, I ain't been married.
You ain't got to be married. It's just I know,
but in a relationship, when you're boyfriend and girlfriend, even, you know, 8 years in, like I said, the woman don't stop. The woman doesn't stop.
Okay, that's
fine. At least not with me.
That is immoral.
At least not with me. When you're boyfriend, girlfriend, the wooing does not stop.
Who is the wooing obligated to? You or him?
I think both.
Good. Okay. I like that answer. I wasn't going to fault you either way. You know, bestie's way is the right way, but, you know, and I will let them know that, like, if she said it's on you, sir, then it's on you, sir.
I think it's both.
And I really need you to buy her panties so she can get off my back.
I don't want him to buy me panties because he gonna buy the uncomfortable ones that look cute.
You don't make a lick of sense. You don't want...
Because he gonna buy me the uncomfortable one that he likes versus the one... Huh?
Look at him. Look at tech support.
See, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he
man.
He don't know nothing about buying no panties.
He sure will try to get me the wrong kind.
Shit'll be itchy and up my ass.
And then 10 sizes too tight.
Nope.
You said you want it extra small, right? No. Extra, extra, extra small, right? Like, no. How? What is this, a toddler size? Is this the baby gap of Victoria's
it's
Secret?
It's a patch that don't even cover shit.
Right. It's a blindfold.
That's
Talking about, it's the, what's it? Remember that we were talking about it, season, I think it was season one. What was it? The C string?
Oh, the, no, was it C string?
I think it was called the C string. Oh, But you remember what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, God.
The floss, the piece of floss.
So if he bring you that, you gonna wear it?
No. It's so thin that you can't even tell that I got it on, right? See?
It's a wrap. But anyways. All right. So let's move on. You ready to move on?
Yes.
All right. So petty word of the day. This is where we take a pretty word out the dictionary and we, you know, learn it and, you know, really absorb it and process it. And we teach it to you guys. But in order to learn it, sometimes it's better to hear it in a sentence. But on our show, we like to do it in petty sentences because that's all we know how to do. Get petty with it. You ready, Miss Glam?
I'm ready.
All right. You are up first.
My petty word is soliligant.
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 Well, I feel like that's a girl's name.
No.
But her mom messed it up. Because really? She's trying to mash up like her daddy name and mommy name together to make one name really? For their child. Yeah, really? That's significant.
No, soliligant. It's an adjective. Don't. It's an adjective.
Say it one time.
It means rambling alone. No. My sentence is.
Sentence.
While the social butterfly of the duo is craving social interaction during this time,
who?
I am too much of a soliligant to feel the true effects of social distancing.
Bruh, that is so the opposite. That is such a lie statement. I'm going to let you have it, but that is really? Such a lie statement. I'm really? Quite content being a hermit at home.
So craving, she craving so my much social word interaction is, that she talking to the plants.
My word.
Your house going to be a freaking jungle.
It is. It's almost there. I'm at 14.
Hey, and don't think I did not notice this damn plant in this damn room. I want it gone. Pretty? I want it gone. There are it's no plants so in the it's podcast
red.
Room.
It's red.
No plants in the podcast
see,
room.
See more?
I will. I'm gonna poison it. I think I'm gonna pour alcohol
more.
In it.
Don't it look like a little Seymour?
I'm gonna put alcohol in it. Get it when out. That the thing podcast go bigger. Room. Get what? It out the podcast
it's pretty.
Room.
We ain't
no plants in the podcast room.
First
I
of
want
all,
a jungle free room. She is exploding is it plants pretty? Everywhere.
It
no,
it matches the lamp. No. It brings out the red.
It does not.
It pops the
get
lamp.
That shit out of the podcast room.
Nabob. Nabob. It's a noun. Any. Very wealthy, influential, or powerful person. And my sentence. After all the trouble my bestie went through to make my birthday special, I guess I will forget about trading her in for a nabob.
Is that supposed to be a backward compliment?
That was the best compliment I could give you.
Really? And this is why I'm going to trade her ass in. That's a compliment? That's a compliment?
It was.
Really? I can't. I can't. Like, not. I just can't. I can't.
I love you, Miss Glam.
You know what you could have did is, you know, bought me some panties, you know, but hey.
I don't, you, girl.
But, you know, I guess I'll have to give it to my sissy that her bestie is, you know, a better bestie, I guess. I don't know.
Bruh, you know what? I'm going to find a bestie that likes my crystal trace. You ain't going to shame me no more. Hey, if y'all into crystals, DM your girl because I ain't buying no panties. But I'll buy you some rocks. I will buy you some rocks, okay? I will buy you some teas. I will buy you some yoga dice. I will buy you a bunch of different things that will put you in a good space, but I'm not buying panties, okay? I will do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Really?
I stand my ground.
Fine.
Do I'll you just have be sad. Anything left to say? Don't yes. say it.
Until next time.
And we are out.